U.S. forces in Iraq now have custody of one of the best-known figures from Saddam Hussein's fallen government. Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz was taken into custody in Baghdad today. It's not immediately clear whether he surrendered or was captured. Joining us now is NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, how important is Tariq Aziz to U.S. forces?
Well, he's certainly a very visible figure. In fact, he's probably one of the few members of the Iraqi government that most Americans could pick out in a lineup if they had to. That dates back a dozen years to the first Gulf War, when he was the foreign minister and chief defender of Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. But despite his visibility, Aziz ranks relatively low on U.S. Central Command's list of the most wanted Iraqi regime figures. He's 43rd out of 55. And in that now famous deck of playing cards that U.S. forces have been issued to identifying most wanted characters, he's merely the eight of spades.
He was a deputy prime minister, but in some ways an odd man out in the Saddam Hussein regime. He was a Christian, not part of the Tikriti clan that ran the country.
That's right. And, of course, Christians make up a very small minority in Iraq. He was actually born Michael Yuhanna and changed his name to Tariq Aziz in order to be more palatable to the Muslim majority in Iraq. He is, as you say, not related to Saddam's clan. He was actually born in northern Iraq near the city of Mosul. And he's very westernized. After Baghdad fell, U.S. reporters were able to go to Tariq Aziz's home. And there they found dozens of copies of Vanity Fair magazine. They found a cassette recording of The Sound of Music. And they found a collection of DVDs with Hollywood movies, including Sleepless in Seattle and The Godfather.
And finally, Scott, where does the hunt for other regime leaders stand?
Tariq Aziz is the 12th on that list of 55 that was announced by U.S. Central Command. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld gave an interview to the Associated Press today in which he said that other figures are also in custody who have not been announced. Secretary Rumsfeld also said that for all the attention that's been given to the list of 55, U.S. forces are actually casting a wider net as they hunt for figures from the regime. They're actually looking for something like 200.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
NPR's Scott Horsley.